Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's done to you.
Hi, this is Angela Clayton Murray coming to you with your inspirational domain quote for today. And today's quote will be on rain. I want to encourage you to ask God for whatever you need and whatever your heart desires are. Zechariah 10:1, Zechariah went before God and he began to ask God to send rain on Israel and Judah. They had been in a place where they were as lost sheep and they really needed the rain of God. They needed a refreshing. Some of us need a refreshing in our lives, our homes, churches, schools, jobs, communities, in our finances, in our nation. We need the rain. We have seen tornadoes hit our land like never before, hurricanes, fire breakouts, murders, and now we're dealing with this coronavirus that has swept through our land and it has affected many of our loved ones. Rain spiritually can be a symbolic of washing away the past and a cleansing of repentance of wrongdoing. We need the rain. We need God to come in like never before. So I want to encourage you to remember God's promises and to believe. And if you believe, you shall receive the abundance of rain upon your life. My sons, my daughters, my family, tell yourself they will be delivered. My business will be blessed. My ministry is going to flourish like it has never flourished before because it's God's plan. I am victorious with a rain of overflow upon my life, and it is so. You can get my 31-day devotional, Uncovering Your Identity, and t-shirts at inspirationaldomain.com. You would like to sow a seed into my broadcast. You can cash app me at Angela ID or PayPal me at A Murray ID. Stay tuned for more inspirational domain moments with your girl, Angela Clayton Murray at KAYTKQJOFM. Thank you and have a blessed day. God is love.
Yeah, joy will come. I know, Thank you. Signs showing the rapture of the church is near. The power of the tide and the seven blessings of the tide. The new book by John Hoffman sheds new light on ancient Bible prophecies. This book may revolutionize how you see God's church. Part one tells us that we must make the rapture. Many Christians in the church may still be living apart from God. Part 2 explains how to live in a whatsoever prosperous zone and walk in our inheritance God promised us in these last days by honoring the tithe. The Holy Spirit speaks through your man or woman of God. We're to take instruction and correction. We're never too old. Christian Faith Publishing presents John Hoffman's Signs Showing the Rapture of the Church is Near. Available at Barnes & Noble, iTunes, and Amazon. The video trailer is also on YouTube. John Hoffman is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also build your credit by paying your rent on time. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Catrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Louisiana, the coronavirus pandemic is a very serious matter. If you or a loved one have high blood pressure, on dialysis, has diabetes, or any autoimmune deficiency, you are very at risk. But it's important to remember no one is immune to the coronavirus. That's why we're asking everyone to get serious, Louisiana. We know it's tough, but there are activities and things you can do other than gathering in large groups. Heed the warning and learn more by going to coronavirus.la.gov. It's time to get serious, Louisiana. Use your head and stop the spread.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Does anybody want the Lord to make him over? Just begin to celebrate Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know my other side. Let you down so many times. Sin freshly crucified. Thought that
Is that anybody's prayer out there tonight?
Make me over again.
Somebody out there sing it, come on.
Make me over again. Make me over again.
Time after time I failed you. Pierced your side when they already nailed you. Jesus healed my open wounds. I just want to be more like you. Father, I let you down. Must not like you just take it high. Reconcile me, Jesus. I just wanna please you. Wash me and make me whole.
Everybody sing it, Lord, make me over.
Lord,
thank you.
one faith and one baptism. If you want to see his face in peace, you have to die out to your old self and come up rising in the newness of life. Accept the man be born of the water and the spirit.
When you're living your own life.
I want to invite you to check out The Wade Hampton Show every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central, right here. I'll play the music that will motivate you throughout your day, and we'll have interesting topics that will help you to live your very best life. So, at home, at work, or in your automobile, join the Ham Camp right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Do you know 20 people?
Sure, I know 20 people. Why do you ask?
If you have at least 20 contacts for people in your phone, then you can take a part of the 2020 challenge.
What the 2020 challenge?
Send a text message from your phone to 20 people in your contacts and ask if they are registered to vote. If people reply that they are not registered to vote, tell them it's easy to do on their local Secretary of State website.
What if they are already registered to vote?
If they are registered to vote, challenge them to the 2020 challenge by forwarding your message to 20 people in their contacts.
What if people say they aren't interested in voting?
Acknowledge that voting isn't the only way that we can make a change, but there are people spending a lot of money to stop people like us from voting because they know our votes can put an end to some of this foolishness happening in the country right now.
For more information, 404-548-8294.
The Black Belt Radio Project and Crescent City Media Group are proud sponsors of this PSA and KAYTKQJO.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507.
Anointed King Cut.
Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way.
Anointed King Cut.
You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cut is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
KAYT, KQJO.
Operator. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
You know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage.
All kids face some bullying.
It's a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate, eliminate. All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. Message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
We have just successfully elected two black men for U.S. Senate in Mississippi. Through voting, we have ensured that 80% of our state representatives here in the U.S. South are either black or Native American. Sounds like wishful thinking? In the 1870s, this was actually the history we made through grassroots organizing, and we used the U.S. Census to do it. Coming out of slavery, we organized for black political power, and the census count in 1870 allowed for the creation of the first majority-minority districts in U.S. history. These new districts allowed for a radical change in who represented us in the Senate, Congress, and state houses. In 2020, we will again have an opportunity to take part in the census and make sure every adult and child in our household is counted. Ensuring an accurate count during the U.S. Census is part of our black history. Let's make history again by making sure everyone we know is counted.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.